Every evening in the month of Kartik, the devotees come eagerly before their altars to offer a lamp to Damodar Krishna, who became bound by the love of his devotees. This is the theme or the motto of the month of Kartik. The Almighty, All-Powerful Lord becomes mercifully inclined by seeing the love of his devotees. The devotees of Radha and Krishna thus pray to the Lord in this month to accept their devotional service. We all actually know the pastime. Krishna had stolen butter. Mother Yashoda thought, if I don't educate my little boy, something will go wrong, terribly wrong, in his development. So I must catch him and I must reform his stealing tendency. So she ran after Krishna. And finally, when Krishna saw that his mother was getting fatigued and tired and the flowers fell out of the head of Mother Yashoda, he agreed to be caught. But then whatever number of ropes Mother Yashoda took in order to bind her little boy, they fell short by the distance of two fingers. These two fingers are extremely significant. One of them refers to the effort, the parishrama of the devotee in his devotional practices. But the other finger represents the mercy of the Lord. Both of them, our effort, by which we show the Lord that we are really wanting him, and also then the mercy of the Lord, are important so that the connection, the bond, the sambandha, comes alive. So in the months of Kartik, it is actually very simple to please the Lord. Not huge efforts are required. Although normally he's called Achyuta and he cannot be reached. In the month of Kartik, he becomes pleased by his devotees simply offering a little lamp, a little light to him. So I request you, please offer your light. Bring your light before the altar to Krishna, and you will see miracles unfold.